Yo, it's Melville. It's best believe when I tell you this. You are now locked into the All About Grime show on Radio Panic.
Manga, first question, where are you from? Can you please describe your parents and what kind of music were they listening to?
I'm from St. Lucia, and they were my mom and dad listened to everything, you know, everything. Reggae, obviously, R&B, hip-hop, small, because I'm the oldest. I got one brother, one sister, and I'm the oldest, so I didn't, and I'm like one of the oldest out of my cousins as well, so I didn't get a chance to like have none of my bad breed cousins make me listen to Tupac and all that stuff when I was too young. So the first things I listened to was like jungle and then garage and then grime.
But you know, at home, because normally...
Yeah, at home. Yeah. My dad liked
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now
it's more explicit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad liked all that, man. He liked jungle, he liked garage, reggae, everything. Because he's a DJ himself, so he just played everything. And he just liked all the vibes. So he never liked being behind on whatever was going on.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
What are you listening to for the moment?
Right now.
Really right now.
I was listening to the Solange album, is what I was listening to on the way here. Yeah.
What is this?
Solange. You don't know? Oh, Solange. She's Beyonce's sister.
Okay.
But she makes way better music still.
Okay.
She's hard.
Okay.
She just released an album like just now, and I was listening to it on the train here.
Okay.
And I really liked it.
You work with almost everyone in the scene. Who impressed
Except
you the most?
Except for Socks.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Who impressed you the most as a producer and MC?
Our producer Louis B by far, because I could say to him, yo, he where he's younger than me, I say to him, yo, listen to this, like whatever, like, I might show him an old Roadie tune or an old jungle tune, and he would just make his own interpretation of the song, like in like 10 minutes. He's mad to make sure he just makes so many rhythms and he could just do it effortlessly.
Okay.
And he's got it in him, and I don't know where he's got it from, but he's insane. Best MC to work with. I don't know who my best MC is to work with. People that are impressive to work with in studio Wiley, P Money.
Wiley is impressive. Why?
What to work with in the studio? Because he's just quick. He can just think of something, come up with the idea, say the bar, and it's clear and all that. It's insane. And P Money's like that too. Like, Slew. When I done Slew. I was just gonna have just me and Jamaica be on the song, and P Money was in the studio after. He was using the session after, said, "Oh, do a verse to this, bro, actually, if you don't mind." That's my bridge, and so I just asked him. But he just wrote it. Furthermore, he didn't even write it. He would sat down for like 10 minutes and just went in the booth and done it.
Okay.
And I was like, raw.
To be honest, I felt it.
Yeah?
Definitely.
On that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he said, this track is just. The way it has been built is well think, you know, it's there is a pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
And P Money for me was like the cherry on the cake.
But that's why I changed the beat at the end. I changed the beat, so I said, "Lou, change the beat," so it's extra.
Indeed.
But he's gets as well. There's a few people in studio that make me feel a bit rubbish, but it's all right because I'm not that good in studio, to be honest.
Okay.
I take a lot of time.
Yeah.
But Wiley. Wiley, P Money, and Getz, really. But Getz tried to sleep on the tune.
Yeah, that's quite decent.
Yeah, that's a good little list, isn't it? Yeah.
Indeed. Correct me if I'm wrong, you never worked with Last Japan or Om Unit.
No. I've only just seen Last Japan's tweets in the last 2 days for some reason. That's weird that you said that.
Jeez, a collab with them, mate.
I follow them as well, but like honestly, that's weird, man. Honestly, literally last night when I couldn't sleep, when I was meant to be sleeping before getting the train here, I was looking at their tweets. That's a sign. Let me DM them and say something. That's mad, honestly, bro. Have a word to them now.
While coming here, you make me listen to a song. Actually, I wanted to ask you, why don't you collab also with Blay Vision? Because Blay Vision would be, I guess...
Yeah, Blay's my guy, man. Big up Blay Vision, man. Daddy, you know, it's mad. It's a lot of my brethrens that I actually talk to. I don't really make... I was just saying to Socks in the other room, in Arena 2. When I make music, I'm just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
More time, I'm in my house, and I just think who would sound good on this, and rare, that's it. And then Socks was saying he likes people around him and vibes. So sometimes I do overlook my actual bridges I talk to, like Blay and people I rate, like Snowy and all that. And I think, oh, right, I ain't got no tunes with you, but that's who I speak to more time. But don't worry, I got one with Blay on my new project.
I've done
a verse for his project as well, so hopefully that'll come out, because people seem to not bring out my verses more.
Your project are always well structured. It seems like it's not just one track on top of on the other one, and then in other one. It's not a compilation of singles.
No, I'm not good at singles. When I make my projects, I start with the title. So I start with the title before I start anything, so I know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like writing a book. So you write your title, so you know what you're saying. And then I think, what does this mean? What does this title mean? What message am I conveying? Then I start. Mm-hmm. So I write it in order. So I've wrote the intro to the new one. I've wrote the second track. I'm on the third.
Okay. So
usually near the end, it gets difficult because I feel like, what have I said? But I need to keep, you know, the message throughout. Yeah.
The mastering is also found very on point on every project. Are you a sound engineer, and how do you work?
I record it in my house and I send it off to mastering to my brother called Juxtar.
Okay.
And actually, let me not be lying. That was just Outsiders Live Forever. That's what I've done with Outsiders Live Forever. Outburst from the Outskirts. I went to studio, Big Up Morpheus. Mm-hmm. And I done that there, so it was two different.
What did you say, Morpheus?
Morpheus.
You mean the dubstep producer?
No.
Okay.
He's just a reboy, soundboy, okay. Engineer.
Manga, I've contacted you directly. Do you work solo? Do you have a team?
Nah, it's me, bruv. Me and my phone and my laptop and my little camera. Them. Yeah, nah, it's just me, bruv. Me and my brethren. Big up Steve, who helps me with my designs.
Okay.
Any artwork, anything like that. But I Outburst cover, I started it, I made it out, then he just shinied it up, pause. And then, so it's just me, honestly, it's me and Steve, or my brother, like, will help me hold the camera sometimes, but I ain't got no management, no
mad
PR and that like that, just really? Me and my phone, bro.
You sell your music on all digital platforms.
Yeah.
Which is the one with the best financial return?
I don't know, you know, it's all pennies, isn't it? Nice. You know what, it just all comes together. I use Ditto. You use Ditto as well, Socks, isn't it?
Yeah,
I use Ditto. I'm trying to come off them, because I don't know, actually. I like Ditto. But yeah, I use Ditto, and I just get it all in whatever it is. The one that pays the most is per stream is Apple Music.
Yeah.
But really, my Bandcamp is better, because I sell my merch through there.
Yeah, yeah.
I sell my songs through there. So I write on my Bandcamp as well. So go to my Bandcamp, buy a t-shirt.
I suggest friends of mine to actually use Ditto, and friends of mine which is there today is Mathieu with un gros big up Meta Frequencies. Here, have a look. Boom, dub music. He's just trying actually this Ditto. So I was we are waiting actually for the feedback actually to see how it goes.
It's easy, man. Ditto make any. Actually, you know what's mad? I keep saying the other ones. There's another one called Believe. There's one called AWOL, but AWOL is mad rubbish. Don't use them. It's a few of them. You just gotta use whatever one you want, and just easy. You upload your Ditto is very straightforward. You upload your things, you set your date, and it comes out, and it's on everything, so you can't complain.
What do you think about the clash between Wiley and Skepta? Is it fake or real?
It's real.
Yeah,
it's real, but it's just miscommunication, brother. And then man are just upset over little things, but it gets like that, man. Where man are bridges, man church. Manchat shit, you know what I'm saying, to each other, and then it just gets like that, bruv. But I don't think Skepta wanted to get involved in that, to be honest. Okay. He just done the tune with Dizzy, then Wiley was upset, and obviously we saw what Wiley done. He was driving around saying bare stuff, and then I was at Grime Originals when Skepta turned up again. It was love, but then he done the tune, and now Wiley's done his tune. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's real though. It's real, but it's okay. It should be between two brethren, not really out in the public like that, but bruv, it gets like that, man. Man them, ego, life.
Okay. You've been invited on every Grime show in UK. You perform alongside a lot of upcoming talents.
Mm.
Which is the one to watch?
there's literally bare, man. Big up Snowy, big up SBK, big up Izzy, big up we got Window Kid, you know that Window Kid?
Not at all.
He's from Nottingham. He's hard. He's cold. There's loads, man. Big up 10 Dixon. Big up Jaffro.
I was big expecting these.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, there's literally loads. Like I can't. That's. I feel good saying that. There's actually loads. Not just saying that, because there's actually enough. I don't want to say new MCs. Well, younger, because I'm old.
Yeah.
Enough younger MCs. About, and they've all got different stylies and they've all got different paths. See, before there was a lot of like, cloning, like there was that everyone was trying to be a Skepta. No, everyone was trying to be a P Money at one point. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Everyone was trying to be like a P Money. But now everyone's got their own styley. You know what I'm saying? And I like that, because that's how Grime was at the start. Like, it just, everyone, your personality would come through.
Yeah.
So honestly, if I've missed out anyone's names, big up Yeezy as well. Big up Izzy, obviously, a father for them. Mm-hmm. There's literally loads, and everyone's doing their thing, bro. So I'm happy about that. Where they're trying to do their thing, and it's a good scene, and there's enough producers, there's enough...
But big up to you, actually, for this, because I don't know as much as MC. First of all, I don't know any other MC who, with, let's say, your age, with your history, who continue to go in Grime show and continue actually to take risk, also to be next to people with, you know, long teeth.
And
this is something that I really respect. Second, of course, it's like you feature a lot of MC. If we check you can check, everyone go to check Manga Saint-Hilaire Bandcamp, check on each album, there is like maybe 5, 6, sometimes 7 different artists on
yeah, I don't want to oversaturate, but yeah, I like to work with the new youths, and if they can't be on my project, I'll do a verse for them. Yeah. Like I've said, I do verses all the time for everyone, man, because it's good to do that. Like, you know what is there? Wiley brung me off the street, like, not like I was homeless, but what I mean is that he didn't know me from nowhere. I'm not from his area. He didn't know me. I weren't the biggest MC in my area. So he just saw something in me, paused, and said, yeah, safe. I like him. So it's the same thing. It's just reciprocating that energy years later when I'm in a position to do it now.
Yeah.
So... Well, I'm in a little bit of position where I've been there a little while, and they say, yo, Manga, can you do a verse or can you come on the set? Bruv, it's still fun to me, man. I still enjoy it. This isn't draining on me. Like I said, I've come here. You said come radio. I'll come here, bruv. Let's do this. I'm on it. If I'm free, I'll do it.
I appreciate that.
Do you know what I mean? Definitely. So I use that energy all the time, and hopefully it's appreciated. You know what I mean?
What is Grime?
It's life right now, man. It's life. It's what grew me, man, to be honest. Like, it taught me so many things, and it hurt me too. You know what I mean? It's about, that's just what it is. It's life, if we're honest, if we keep it real.
Best Grime ever?
What album?
Grime track, best Grime track ever.
I don't think there's a best Grime track.
What about you, Sox? If you had to pick, let's say, best, okay, let me reformulate. If you had to listen to one last Grime track, what would it be?
Mine would be... It might be Dizzy Sitting Here, because that's a deep song, and it's depression, bruv, basically. And then at the time, I didn't realize it was depression, and I thought, yes, it's a sad song, but it's real. It's very real. That's my answer.
Okay, what about you, Sox?
Even though I'm from Birmingham, I'm gonna say Lethal B, pal. that was the first song to get banned from everywhere, even in my town, and that.
Yeah,
respect.
When that kid, I remember hearing it on, I'm going back because I'm old here. Yeah. I remember the. What's his name? Ah, it's gonna get on my nerves. I can't remember his name. Anyway, it was on Choice FM, and they played it for the first time. I never heard. There was no song like that of like bare MCs on one song.
Nah.
Remember? Oh my god! Remember after enough MCs, everyone done versions. Well, not of Power, but like everyone wanted the 8-bar song.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never heard that before in my life.
That's mad.
And then Hot Shot was at the end, but they took him off. I don't know why. I wonder what he's doing. But anyway, yeah, Power's a game changer, boy.
Boom. Boom. Thanks, guys.
Yes, you know who it is. It's the Big Cam Dog, aka the Weatherman, aka Kamikaze, out here in Brussels at Panic Radio with my G, Ice on Selector, for All About Grime. Trust me.
Listen up.
Yeah.